dinner.
No, no. You stay just where you are. Here.
It looks disgusting.
You don't want it? Say the word. There's others who'll be grateful for the extra.
I do want it.
Yeah.
But when I get out of here...
Huh? What?
I shall see that something is done about these conditions.
Well, you know. Well, I look forward to that.
Sherlock Holmes is working on my case. Do you hear me, Sherlock Holmes?
Ah, this is more like it. No Family Herald this morning, I presume. Are you not eating?
Really, it's very good.
Well, come on. It was bad enough you starving yourself when you have a case.
I had a case. After 4 miserable weeks of boredom and decay, what did I do? I threw it away.
You might still come back.
I misread the man completely.
These things happen.
Not to me.
To everyone.
For sure he wouldn't let the case drop. Everything about him said so. Joel, what's the matter with me?
At the moment? Nothing but a bit more breakfast and a little less self-pity wouldn't remedy.
You're right.
I know I am. Shall I ring for another kipper?
No, no. Did you hear that?
What?
The postman! I'll get it! I'll get it!
Good news. Thank God for that.
From Thor Place, Hampshire.
So you didn't misread him?
Of course not.
Well done. Well, what did he say?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
It's not from him.
Mr. Holmes. Mr. Cummings.
My friend and partner, Dr. Watson.
Pleasure, sir.
Likewise, Mr. Cummings.
I have a trap waiting.
To take us to Thor Place?
No, Mr. Holmes, I'm afraid not.
Ah.
Not yet.
So Mr. Gibson didn't authorize your letter?
No, Mr. Holmes.
Does he even know you wrote it?
No. The senator engaged my services to defend Miss Dunbar. He told me he wanted the best defense money could buy. I've done no more than follow his instructions.
By sending for us?
Exactly.
Against the wishes of your employer.
Oh, really, Watson?
I understand your concern, Doctor. But I'm sure I can persuade Mr. Gibson that this is the best course. Frankly, gentlemen, at the moment all the cards are against us. My client needs all the help she can get.
I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Good. Start with this. What is your relationship with Mr. Gibson's wife?
That's not an easy question to answer. Until this terrible business happened, I would have said that she liked me well enough. Well, perhaps tolerated me would be a better phrase.
My client was in sole charge of the children, after all. Mrs. Gibson would hardly have permitted that if she didn't think she was a fit person.
Did she know of your relationship with her husband?
She knew I had some influence over him,
yes. Did she know the nature of that influence?
Do you?
Not in exact detail, no.
Then perhaps I should furnish you with exact detail.
If you consider the matter too personal.
Yes, please do.
I was able to make him understand that one man's fortune shouldn't be built on the ruined lives of 10,000 others. That all his power and his strength could be made to work for good purposes and not just material ones. I made him see past the dollars to something more lasting.
You're claiming to have changed the entire direction of his life.
That is precisely what I did, sir.
What was Mrs. Gibson's reaction?
The subject was never mentioned. I don't believe she was capable of understanding the ties that bound her husband to me.
Surely she understood completely.
The mental and spiritual ties.
What was your attitude towards her?
I pitied her.
Why?
Because Mr. Gibson treated her very badly. A woman shouldn't be afraid of her own husband. It isn't right.
Does she know how you felt?
Oh, yes. I often reproached Mr. Gibson for the way he behaved towards her.
In public, Miss Dunbar? Before the other servants?
Certainly, Doctor. I'm not in the habit of concealing my beliefs as if I were ashamed of them.